Meeting, committee to order, April 5th, 9:00 a.m. Item number one is the approval of minutes from the March 2nd meeting.
Move for approval.
Second.
All right, we got a motion second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Item number two, public comment period. If anybody has anything they'd like to say, you're welcome to come up. We'll give you a couple minutes. All right, we see nobody, so we will move on to item number three, the budget review for 2022. I'll defer to Eric.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning to you once again, members of committee. Good morning, council members. If you have your budget book, please flip to the public services tab. And I'll go ahead and I'll review this in two parts. First, the general operating section here. And then when complete with that, I'll ask you to flip towards the back to the CIP and talk more about capital items. And I'll give the general overview, some of the highlights. You see Andy's here as well, can answer questions, and Mr. Peel in the back can do the same. But overall, we're looking at a 1.6% decrease in the budget. This is mostly due to the restructuring that took place a few weeks back, which moved certain stormwater and engineering positions over to engineering and development services. What is in the salary section is the compensation proposal that I provided last week, and that is it's 2% right off the bat, July 1st. That's included in the public services department budget. The other 2% is held in a reserve account and non-departmental, and that is revenue dependent based on how revenues come in throughout the year. We anticipate things will be fine, and this budget gives us the flexibility to be able to award that extra compensation. Also included is 1% mandated retirement from the South Carolina retirement system. That is in here. There are no new positions per se, but what is included are the three new positions that were voted on just a couple weeks back for stormwater maintenance. That is included in the budget. But nothing in addition to that is as far as positions are in the proposal. Please know there are five frozen positions in the public services department, and revenue dependent, how those collections come in will determine how quickly those positions are funded. And again, that money is held in a reserve account, and you're seeing its impact on the overall salary line item here in public services.
And what do they normally do since they're frozen?
Well, yes, sir. Right now they're not hired. So, but those positions are, Andy, do you remember?
We've got one stormwater systems operator, mm-hmm. two infrastructure heavy equipment operators, and two grounds and events technicians.
Mm-hmm. Are there anything that those would be used for in the future if they're not being used now?
We would put them back in on their normal crews, sir. Like right now, say the grounds and events technicians, one of them's stationed at Waterfront Park. So instead of having three people down there right now, we've got two.
Okay.
So they would, once we're authorized to hire them, we'll put them back at their location.
Okay.
We're just having to do more with less right now. Just less everybody.
Okay. I just was curious. Thank you.
Thank you. Good questions. Contractual services. It's about five or six line items down on the summary page. And we have a decrease overall. Some of that money has been transferred, again, along with the restructuring to engineering and development services. But the most significant contractual line items remain in this budget, and that is the money for right-of-way maintenance throughout the town. Our transfer contract, that's increased by about $15,000, and our HVAC maintenance contract, which has not increased at all. Account 62150, which is about 80% down the page. It looks different because there's a couple items going on there. It's small tools and supplies. It's an increase in one line item and a decrease in another. This is our normal operating expenses. They were adjusted because we're dealing with a split. Some of that money is sent over to EDS and some of it remains here. So that's the reason for the two different line items. Those are the highlights on the expenditure side, general operating side. As I mentioned, it's really a no-frills maintenance of service type budget here. More of the action is on the capital side. So if you don't have any questions on the operating right now, we can flip to that if you're comfortable with that.
Okay.
To flip in your document to CIP, it's a tab that is center of the document, about two-thirds back. And if you flip past that to public services, you'll see all the things that are going on. You're very familiar with most of these projects already. The one project we have going this year is the Royal Avenue Drainage Project. You know about that. You're going to hear about it more in a few minutes. The new projects for public services involve Edwards Park Basin and Hobcobb Basin, which are projects that, you know, we're hopeful for grant money, and we may have some other federal money we can put towards it. But there are two important drainage projects in town that we believe we can get to. Those are found on pages 139 and 140 in CIP. So those are the major items as far as new and large capital. When it comes to vehicles, we have 17 total vehicles that we're replacing. Some are very large equipment. Those are found on page 120. A couple of those vehicles are fully automated trucks, garbage trucks, two claws, two backhoes, a scow, and a mini excavator. And then we have our usual replacement of mowers and tractors and utility carts and things like that. And that is all I have in terms of highlights from the budget. If you have any questions.
Okay. Committee?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
One of our council members has a question of what the new storm drainage crew will be used for. I know we have a backlog of signups for work on drainage locations. If we could have the staff prepare a potential use of and schedule for that new crew, I think it would be helpful. I don't think people realize the backlog we have on the signups and requests for drainage improvements, and that this will help alleviate.
Yeah. You're correct, sir. We can certainly use the additional help, and we'll prepare that document.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Ms. Landy, anything?
That's good.
Okay. All right, so then nothing else. We'll move on to item number four, which is an update on status of Rural Basin Stormwater Project.
Morning. What I'm going to do is just give you a quick update on the Rural Avenue Basin Stormwater Project. This slide shows the timeline that we're currently on. In April here, we expect the bid opening on April 14th, and we'll then come forward with the recommendation of the award. In May, it will come to committees and council for approval. We'll award the contract, we'll develop and execute the contract documents, and we'll hold pre-construction meetings. And then in June, the town will issue a notice to proceed, and then construction should start. The rest of this presentation will focus on our communication plan, which we deem to be very important, obviously keeping the residents in the loop. And we've developed a web page, and this is kind of a screenshot of what the web page looks like with the URL. This will be the primary focus for the communications effort. First thing you'll see on the web page is this video, which I'd like to show you.
Drainage study of the old village area. Most of the old village was constructed over time at different periods and well before the advent of modern drainage design standards. Due to this old, pieced together, and under-designed drainage system, the old village area has had significant drainage and flooding issues in comparison to other parts of the town. us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
That's good.
Yeah.
After that, there's a basic description of the project, and then the next thing you'll find on the website is this interactive web map, and it's something we developed with our GIS folks, and it will be updated daily, but it will show you kind of the status of the tree removal, the structures, and the pipes. It shows you the limit of disturbance. If you look, the limit of disturbance is yellow, which shows you where the right-of-ways are and where the construction will take place, and it'll be color-coded, you know, red will be not started, orange will be in progress, and green will be completed. But that way you can track when, where they're at, and what's been done and what hasn't. Other things on the webpage will show the status, the schedule, and where we're at on it, what to expect, cost, resources, and then contact information.
So one of the questions I had was, I noticed that it's going to be an awful lot of work on the side in people's yards and things. You know, I went down there and went around and talked to some of our folks, and a lot of those driveways are in right-of-ways, state right-of-ways, and a lot of them have elaborate brick driveways and stuff that are coming to the street. Are they going to be notified that that's going to be torn up? And I mean, we're not going to be putting elaborate stuff back for people. I mean,
we're going back to concrete or asphalt.
Okay.
And, we will be coordinating with the homeowners. Obviously, they could have it removed ahead of time if they wanted to try to save it. But we're going to go in back with concrete or asphalt. And one of the things, and it will come up, we will have a rep in the field that will be their sole purpose is to communicate with the residents on the project as it goes. We did that in Snead Farm, and it was very effective. They had some, you know, residents had somebody they could talk to that was out there.
Yeah, that's going to be important, you know, because I don't think a lot of them know that they're in the right of way, and a lot of them didn't get permits. From what my investigation was, they didn't get permits to do it. So I think that if we're up front with it, it will ease it when we start work. Okay.
No, sir.
Based off of our conversations with SCDOT, very little, if anything, was permitted for the right-of-way
right.
in the village. There will be a frequently asked questions area on the website, which we'll keep up to date. And then what you see on this slide is the flyer that we're mailing out. And this will be mailed to all homeowners and occupants or residents, if they're not the actual homeowners of the properties they're living in. And these flyers will contain two QR codes that they can scan. And when they do that, one will take them to the website, which, like I said, will be updated. The interactive map should be updated daily, the website weekly, with kind of a status report. And then there's also a comment. The other QR code takes them to a contact form or whatever, where they can fill out and ask questions. And that will be sent to our staff. We have the ability to go through next door if needed to pass information. And as I said earlier, we'll have a rep in the field that will be there to communicate with the residents. This is what the contact form looks like. And like I said, it'll go to several people within the public services department to ensure it gets answered in a timely manner.
Oh, one second, I think Howard has a question.
No, I didn't want to cut you off with talking about the form. You're finished with the form?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I've got a couple of questions. Number one, I saw on one of the locations that was in the video, parking will be removed. Do people understand the parking is going to be removed?
Sir, we've been very upfront about that throughout the duration of this this project. I would guess that people aren't, some people probably haven't paid attention until it impacts them and they see that they're going to lose their parking. So that will be part of the communication plan. I mean, one of the major aspects of this project was, you know, over the years, swales that were part of the original drainage have been filled in with on-street parking, and that's caused part of the problem down there. So as we remove things and reinstall the swales, that's going to be a large part.
So that is the reason.
Yes,
for the parking removal to be part of the drainage project.
Yes, sir. It's all in the right of way, and as I said,
sure.
The per SCDOT, none of that has been permitted.
Right. Another question. During the retreat, we talked about the tree removal and replacement and the potential to do that within the neighborhood. Is that still viable?
I think, sir, it's something we're still looking at and trying to figure out where we can put them. I don't think we've actually come up with locations yet or a plan to actually execute that, but it's still being considered as an option that we were trying to do.
You just might want to talk to, do they have any kind of a neighborhood association in that area?
No, sir.
They don't. That's part of the problem. That's part of the problem. Finally, while you're doing this underground work, I noticed power lines along these streets. Is there a potential working with Dominion to do that at the same time? Because you're probably going to be impacting some of those power poles, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I would imagine we will be impacting some of the power poles, but I think we're probably too far down the road to actually make that happen. I don't know, Eric.
Can we make contact with Dominion to talk about that anyway?
We could, sir. Frankly, I can't recall when we started this project. There were discussions about whether it was possibility or not of undergrounding the power lines. Hmm. And I can't recall exactly where that ended up. Very difficult in this area. The technology does exist, but there's a price point for the town, too, of what we can afford to put underground or not.
Well, I was just referring that to Dominion to see if it was something, if they're going to be interrupted anyway, and they're going to be digging in the ground, that possibility, and maybe not all over, but maybe some places. And I just offer that out there because the discussions were probably when Dominion and SCNG were in their changeover status.
Yeah.
And that was not on their radar, even if it was mentioned.
And I know one of the challenges that I think they faced on Pitt Street is the above ground facilities that are required for the underground utilities and people not wanting those in their yards or whatever. I mean, it was bigger than just running the cables. Yeah,
sure.
That was the obstacle we ran into with Pitt Street was, in order to put them underground, there's the large green boxes, and we couldn't successfully get easements on private property for those boxes.
Sure.
So that ruined that project. I suspect we run into the same issue here. The other issue is anytime we do what's classified in our franchise agreement with Dominion as non-standard service work, we have an agreement where we contribute equally to things like the design, but it's also equal to construction. And for both this basin and future basins, I don't know how we'd achieve that right now. However, we'll go back. I'll make contact with Dominion again and get their thoughts on the matter.
Great.
If not for this project, perhaps for others that we'll be doing right after it.
And I just throw that out there because it looks like they're going to be interrupted anyway.
Yeah.
And to put it back might be just as easy. Well, ground has been
disturbed.
Opened up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
To do it. Just a thought. Thank you.
Well, I know I put it out there about trying to do that at Lucy Beckham. Mm-hmm. That they've got telephone poles that are leaning over, look like they're going to fall, and I get crickets back, So I don't know that they'll be too eager to do it, but there are certainly some places in Mount Pleasant that really need it.
Right.
Okay.
Final slide here shows we've got a planned meeting for April 14th from 5 to 7 at Alhambra Hall. This will be a community meeting, kind of a drop-in where they can talk to residents, can talk to the staff, and Thomas and Hutton engineers that have been working on this with us. So that will be another venue for us to communicate with the residents on the project.
Okay.
That concludes my presentation. If there's any questions.
Kathy.
Well, thank you so much, Andy. I appreciate all of that, and I wanted to wait and hear everything you had to say before asking any questions. So my first question is the way the information was laid out with the video, which was very helpful. And by the way, will that video be on the website? Is that part? Okay.
First thing they'll see on the website.
Okay, great. So then what that'll do is hopefully if they have questions, if the citizens have questions, they'll think of it ahead of time too. Is that you showed it in a progressive from the outlet to back. Is that how the work is likely to be done?
Yes, ma'am. I think the intent is obviously as water's collected, if it's got nowhere to go,
right,
then we got back up. So they should be starting towards the outfall and working their way back up into the neighborhood.
That makes perfect sense. So therefore, basically from the time that very first part of or leg of the project at the outfall is completed, we should start to see improvement. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Okay. So that's
good. I will caveat that, you know, it hasn't been awarded yet. And obviously the construction company will come up with their plan of attack on doing it. I can't speak for them yet.
Sure. But what you said before about nowhere for the water to go, that makes a lot of sense. Okay. So we should start to have our residents see some real improvement, hopefully early on. When will that first outfall part, again, I know we haven't even bid the project yet, but when will that first part likely be through?
Honestly, ma'am, I can't answer that okay. right now. Once the project's bidded, we'll start nailing down the timelines. Mm-hmm. I would be guessing.
Okay.
It wouldn't even be a good guess.
Okay. And to some sort of pushing anyway, is it possible to think that by mid-year next year we're going to see substantial improvement or?
I would imagine yes. I mean, if they're estimating it'll take a year, I think 6 months they'll get a decent way in. You'll see improvements at least in parts of the basin.
Okay.
And again, it will depend on the amount of rain. And this isn't going to be an end-all, be-all fix. I mean, we still expect to see some puddling in yards and things like that, depending on the intensity of the storm. But I think the significance will be in how quickly the area drains after a large event. That's where I think you'll see a lot of the improvements.
Okay. There's nothing like progress to help people feel better about difficult circumstances. So that will be great if we can start to see that. Let me think, there was something else. One of the things that happened with Pitt Street is that we got an offer, even just as recently as a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, I got calls about it. And for whatever reason, that I don't know if that was communicated as well as this looks like it's going to be. And I know that was very much Mount Pleasant Waterworks, wasn't that right? So did we kind of, are we taking what we learned from that and kind of applying it to make sure people feel better informed?
I think we're looking at Pitt Street, yes. Our engineers are going to be the project managers for this, and they've been working with Mount Pleasant Waterworks for Pitt Street, but we're also applying. We had a very successful effort in Snead Farm, I think, because of the communication we had. We expected that to be a lot more painful than it actually was. So we kind of build on the successes we had there in developing our communications for this.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Good. Anything else?
No, Mr. Chairman. Eric? If you would, if you could go back to the budget items, we'd appreciate a recommendation on the department's budget to Budget Committee of Council.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the submitted budget for public services.
I'll second that.
All right. Do we have any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.
Thank you.
I guess we'll have to wait for Recreation to do that when they're back. Okay. Anything else for the cause?
No, sir.
All right. We stand adjourned right on time.
Thank you.
Finance Committee's next.